there and said, bring the money. He said, I'm not taking no checks. He'd give different ones a check, you know.
And they bounce.
We lived out, and him and Joe come down there. And Daddy, he put his pistol, he stuck it right down there with his open jacket saying, junkie on. And they had their pistols on. Each one of them had a pistol and a Winchester on their saddle.
Shoot.
Dad wasn't afraid of nothing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, you got it all settled then.
You had to be brave then.
but we moved up there to Levitt Place after that. So. And he was the best neighbor we had. Horn and Brandon and his cattle and this and that. Where's him?
You got your light up there.
Where's them pictures of them two? And Emmett on the horses.
Oh, right here.
Emmett brought that horse. That's not the one.
Here's the horses right here.
Yeah. No, well, that's all right. It's not in there. I've seen it somewhere.
I've got these two with you on it.
No, not that. Cow horse. These is all work horses here, see. Now, see, that's the way a horse looks when he's pulling. See, they're stretching. Now, these here are not doing too good. And here they are.
Really straining there, yeah. Aren't they?
See, I'm going to have to push this old mare here, this gray mare here. She is heated about that. You could slap her on the back, darn to him, she'd run away with them horses, see.
Well, you worked well with your horses then, didn't you?
Yeah, I was a good team hand, and my brother, older than me, he was a cowboy. He sold Joe Allen a horse, a cow horse there, and Joe's. And I seen that picture somewhere. One time we was loading pipe, and I was working this team, and my brother, we always tried to work her sorest team or horse, you know, to make him better to load stuff with. And we was loading 8-inch pipe and one joint at a time, on short skids, you know, just rolling up. The wagon was a couple way out long and it put that 30-foot pipe, you know, on one.
That was heavy.
You roll that up there and he had a little Appaloosa horse. He was driving him and a gray mare together. And he was loading that pipe with the Appaloosa horse. And he was doing all right on one joint. So he had rolled. And he said, put me on two of them. Roll me on two of them. I said, Red, you can't load them. He said, I bet you can. I bet him. And he whooped and beat that old horse around. And My Uncle Kelly, he was driving a bay pair of mares, and he said, I got one loaded. And I said, load two of them. And I said, I bet you, we just bet a dollar or something, you know. And he hooked that old mare on there, and she wasn't loaded. And I said, I'll bet you a dollar or two or whatever it was. I got one loaded. And they wanted to use the young horse, see, that I had. I said, no, I work old Bell, and so I hooked on to him, and I held her by the bits, and it was just a board about like a shingle, about that wide, and I got that board, and I held her by the cheek of the breath, and slapped her on the back two or three times, and I started running back, and she said, come here, Bell, or Doll was her name, and it sounded like a cannon going off that piper. Rolling over each other, see, they wouldn't get after fast enough to jump one pipe over the other.
But you did it.
And she run me plumb back into the bell hall, see. Yeah, and she'd went on with other. I pulled her a lot of times and pulled her head up to a building, you know, and with her head out in front, she could she'd turn her head, you know, and I've had her put her shoulder against the building. As long as them tugs tied, she'd go. She crippled a guy after Dad traded her off to that guy that was up there on 7th Street, I said. Yeah, they was moving timber, rig timber. We hauled all of rig timber out to build them rigs with when we first started.
Where did you get the rig timber?
They had big lumber yards.
They cut the trees from around here?
It was shipped in here.
Open.
And see them walking beams, they was 36 inches deep and 18 inches wide, you see.
Oh, my.
And they was 30 some feet long.
Oh, yeah, it's way there.
How did you handle them?
Well, Dad started out, he worked in a logging down in Missouri with oxen and stuff when he was young. And they lifted and used the cant hooks. You know what a cant hook is?
Yeah.
And they're just a hole with a hook on it. And you hook them on the wall, put the pole over the log, and this hook on here.
It's got a flexible piece.
It had swinging hooks.
Wow.
And put your shoulder in, and you could roll. And he'd want to roll them stuff on there. And I'd say, Dad, that's too hard. And I'd take my team and load them. And you take them beams. Now, see, them was square. I mean, they was square shoulder. They wouldn't roll like a pipe, you know. And you flop them. Well, it takes, and after you flop once, and when you go down, if you keep your horses are going, well, it'll
catch you just right.
Go right on up.
Yeah.
I went out here one time. I asked a farm boss out there for some of his work, after I'd taken them pictures there. And he said, well, I've got a man out here with a pair of mules that's doing a good job for me. And he's been out here a long time. And says he'd do anything I want him to do. I said, okay. I thought maybe you might have more than he could do, see. And you know, it wasn't 3 days till he come up to my house and said, can you move a set of bull wheels? And I said, well, sure I can. Why? He said, well, that old boy that had that working out there, said he come over late one evening. He said he's been trying to load them bull wheels all day. And broke his wagon down about 3 o'clock and had to quit.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I said, if I can't load them in 20 minutes, it won't cost you a dime. He'd work out there all day. So I went out there and he was going to send me a helper. And he told the helper to go help the pumper start two wells, then going up there and help Howard load them bull wheels. Well, I got up there and he had all the blocks he could find on the lease, I guess, piled up out there around them bull wheels. And I moved them and this and that. And before I get my wagon right inside of them bull wheels.
Yeah.
And when that guy come up there to help me, I was booming them down. So I done had a mortgage. And I went down, I hauled them down to the rig. See, they was cleaning wells out, see. And they had these bull wheels was, you know what the bull wheels is in the back of the rig there?
I think so.
That's the big wheels.
It's in the back of the rig. They're not in the, I don't know, bell hall.
Oh.
There's a band wheel in there, see.
Yeah.
There's a calf wheel and bull wheels and what other kind of wheels is on a rig there. Anyhow, Mabel's uncle, Vester John, you remember him when he was commissioner here, or do you know
no,
him?
No,
you wasn't there. He was Vesting tools there, see, on in the driller there. And I said, Vester, if you'll throw that derrick line out the rig up there, I'll pick them bull wheels off and set them on in the dredges for you. So they left it. And he said, can you do that? And I said, try me. And I put down me a snatch block on the casing and hooked my team to that end of the line, and they hooked on his bull wheels, and I picked them up, and they swung them right in there where they went, and I could pick them up I could, with them old horses, I could just move them a little bit at a time. And I held them up there and they scooted the post on that they set him, see.
Yeah.
And old Roy come up there and he said, when you get that, he said, I wanted to see you load the bow wheels. And I said, well, you didn't get up there on time. And he said, after you get that other stuff moved down there, I had a stem to take down there and some wire line and stuff. And I loaded that up and take it down there. And he hooked me on 4 more sets of bow wheels that day, see.
Oh, your poor horses. Didn't they nearly die?
No. You can roll a round thing, easier to roll. Ain't that right?
Oh, shoot. Well, listen,
we don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. See, he was, he was going to block them up some way. I don't know why. See, I just rolled it right up again in the wagon. And it's got 2 grooves for a rope that big or bigger, uh-huh, with the bull ropes on one end, and the other is a brake wheel. See. Hmm. Well, I just pulled my wagon right close to him and then just rolled him up in the wagon and hooked a chain on my wagon down to the bottom of the band wheel, see. And this end down here, I hooked the chain to the wagon and run it right onto them grooves and over and hooked my team on that.
Hey, that was an engineering feat.
And see, I just got them by the face and they just went to pick it up and that other chain I hold it just. And it couldn't come on over then, see.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That Buster Johnson, would he been kin to Gus Johnson?
He is Gus's brother.
Gus's brother?
My poor brother.
And Lee Johnson?
Yeah. Gus and Lee and Lottie. Remember Lottie?
No, I never know Lottie.
He was the youngest one.
That right?
It's, you know Charles Ray?
Lived there? Yeah.
That's his dad. Lottie's.
Lottie was his dad.
Yeah, I know Charles Ray lived there.
He came out here a while back and we sat out there and talked to him.
He's a nice looking fella.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a nice person.
I didn't know who he married. I know his dad and mother. Her dad and mother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she was down in the rest home for a while.
Interesting people back in those days.
Yeah, I guess
But listen, we're going to stop for right now. And